Matías.
Joined.
Adam Peak.
Joined.
Desiree Milosevic.
Joined.
Hello.
Sebastian.
Joined.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Joined.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Wolfgang.
Hello. Ah, yeah. Who is there?
Sebastian.
We have Sebastian, Wolfgang, Bill Drake, Desiree, is that four of us?
And Matthias from staff.
Matthias. Hi, Matthias.
Hi, Desiree.
Okay, I have to leave after 20 minutes because I have a consultation, and probably then I can back after another 20 minutes. So, but that means if I disappear, then that's the reason.
So who are we still waiting on? Annette and...
And Wolf.
Annette and Wolf and maybe Victoria.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Joined.
Hello, this is Wolf speaking.
Hi, Wolf.
I heard that there are already 6 people on board.
That's correct.
So if I count it right, we are expecting 9 people to participate today.
Here we're missing a few, Wolfgang, either Annette or Patrick van der Wel or Vittorio.
Patrick has not announced his participation, so I don't count with him today. According to my list for today, it's Sebastian, it's Rudy, it's Adam, it's Bill, it's Wolfgang, Annette, Vittorio and Judisere. So this makes 9 altogether.
Okay, I suggest we wait another...
2-3 minutes, and afterwards I suggest we start with a board meeting or the conference call. I don't know whether you have all seen the agenda suggested on the web page.
Yes, I think I speak for myself, and we can go through it maybe for those of us who are on.
Yeah, I would like to ask anybody to verify it, to check it, and to let us know whether there are any further points wished to be dealt with today. Well, frankly, I could imagine many more points, but I think more than the 5 we cannot do within the 1-hour time frame. And we may have another opportunity because six people, according to my knowledge, will be present in Strasbourg, and at least five will be, no, six, Annette, Sebastian, Patrick, three, four, five, six, seven, seven will be present in Cairo. Are there any new points suggested to be added to the to today's agenda?
From my point of view,
Is there any problem with the call? Because it sounds like you, Desiree, are the only one on the call besides me.
No, she's the only one willing to speak.
Oh, she's...
Adam is also here. Hello.
I have no comment so far. This is Wolfgang.
Okay. Okay. Great.
I have one comment. We need one in one discussion to the organization of the board and of the work, and in the other region. Maybe we can see how they are working and what we can do if we need to
join.
Do something like the other region or differently, but I think it's important to see how we want to work for the next year.
Yes, this is a very good idea, Sebastian. Thanks. I just noted it for my listing. May I suggest, because today we won't have the time to include this discussion in our program, that we pick this discussion up in Strasbourg or in Cairo at the latest and to come up with a proposal there. Is this all
okay.
Right for everybody?
It's okay for me.
Okay. So I think we agreed all that we have to concentrate on 1 hour because some people have to leave afterwards for other commitments. And I would like to start with our first agenda point, how to use Eurodic for outreach. The first question to me was who will participate, the second one what can be our specific input, and the third what can be prepared, do we have anything like handouts, etc. We can use. Regarding the first point, I counted, according to the rolling list of participants for Eurodic, I counted six board members. It's Annette, it's Bill, it's Desiree, it's Rudi, it's Wolfgang and me, who are confirmed for participation in Strasbourg in about 10 days. Is that right?
I think we have Bill Drake. This is Desiree.
Yes, I mentioned him already.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, he's included in this counting of six. Annette, Bill, Desiree, Rudi, Wolfgang and me. And I have not seen any other name on the list of participants so far.
Yeah, I am not. I do not nothing, do not do nothing, but I will try to be there because one of the reasons is Strasbourg seems to be in France, and maybe
so
better if I am there.
It's almost your front door, huh? So I will add Sebastian to my listing. So. In that case, we will be seven. The next question is, which is much more important, what can be our specific input from a Euralo point of view at Eurodic in Strasbourg? As you may have seen, there are several of us who are on the speakers or moderators list. I think all I mentioned so far, except Sebastian, either this can be taken as our specific inputs, or is there anything else we should try to raise in Strasbourg?
My question is related to that.
Yeah, Nick.
Not I just wondered if there's any collateral material that
joined.
You want us to have made available there. Policy issue briefs and brochures, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would. I thought already, Nick. Thanks for proposing this about written material, which is available and which I've seen at the last ICANN meeting in Paris. And some of them I thought was, at least to me, quite useful. So if I could take a box of those materials with me, I would be pleased to distribute it there. And there is one flyer about ALEC, as far as I remember.
Yeah, there is one sort of glossy brochure.
Yeah.
And then there are the short introductions to various policy issues, which if any of those were useful, we could have those made in brochure style, or even as they are, I suppose.
I think it's far too short to produce something by ourselves on behalf of Uralo. I think this would be useful for another opportunity, but now for Strasbourg, I think we have to get along with documents which are available already.
Sure.
Does anybody agree that I can check this out bilateral with Matthias and Nick, and we make a kind of a listing, and then we will see which one could be useful in Strasbourg? I think it makes no sense to show up with tons of papers there. But the most important or the most actual at the moment, I think we should bring a couple of copies with us.
Well, we'll sort that out.
Absolutely, you should do that. Do we really not have anything? I have to go dig out the website, but do we really not have anything that just describes the fundamentals of Uralo in a straightforward way and what the mechanics are, the institutional components, and so on?
I remember something from the early days about the new Uralo structure. But I must admit, I think I wouldn't find it on the website anymore. I've made up my mind, which is at least older than 1.5 years. I think it was a kind of an input, a paper which was written before most of the RALOs were created or finally founded.
I mean, if we don't have even a basic descriptive, what is Uralo, what is the board, etc. document, we're in trouble here. I thought we had something like that.
I don't know of anything myself. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to make something like that.
These are basic things. I think we should take the material which is available and to distribute it. So it's not a big issue.
Well, but
just to say, here we are. That this is what we are. To raise the voice, to bring visibility to Uralo, to a broader audience. I think this is the main political aim with the Eurodig.
Well, agreed, but
sounds
I'm just surprised we don't have something that says in a couple of paragraphs, this is what Uralo is, this is when it was formed, this is what its functions are, how to join.
If no one else wants to, I mean, I sure that I could come up with something like that based on other that I have from other meetings. So,
just
if you could, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I mean, if it's just a one-page sheet that provides that basic information in an accessible manner, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure I can do that.
Yeah, with the contact addresses, etc., or mails and phone numbers, this would be good enough, I think.
Sure. I can put something together in the next day or two, Wolf, and send it to you and see if you like it, and, you know.
Okay.
Well, send it out to the board list and see if anyone has anything to add, or if not, we just, you know, get some made.
This is a good idea. We first put the draft on the board, and then I would ask everybody to respond if they want within 24 hours that we can do the final version.
Put it on a wiki. People can add things.
Yeah. It's another option.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like nobody has the juice right now, aside from Nick, to do a focused document, but if we can each add bits maybe or comments until we reach a certain point of clarity on the framing and so on, then it's not so much work.
Yeah.
Wisdom of the crowd.
Okay. Is there anything else to be suggested for Eurodic in Strasbourg? I think the big advantage, as Wolfgang said already, is there are quite a lot of people and interesting people, and it's a perfect platform for making contacts and improving our networking.
Would it not? Is there any place in the program where Wolfgang or you or somebody could actually just say a couple of minutes about Urolo and why people should join?
Well, I don't know if we may ask this. I could ask Lee, but if we may ask this, other may show up and requesting the same right to present themselves in the before the audience.
But the whole point of this, I don't mean to talk too much, but the whole point of this meeting, as I understand it, is to be bridge building and networking and helping people interested in IG issues or ICANN issues around Europe get connected. If we can't take advantage of that to even say, here's the at-large structure for Europe, we're in trouble.
Yeah, Bill, that's rather simple. I'm the moderator of the Critical Internet Resource Session on the day two. So that's not, Eurodic is not designed as presentations, you know, with speakers. So we have some experts, a pool of experts, and so it's a town hall meeting. And, you know, just if one member of the Eurado prepares in the town hall meeting on the critical internet resources and to say, okay, it's important that the user's voice is heard in discussing the critical internet resources. In Europe, we have the Urolo. We are doing this and this and this. These are the ICANN issues which are on our agenda, and we are preparing papers, and we are planning this. So this would be perfect. You know, you have the full audience. This all, everything is in the plenary, and that's enough. And I, as the moderator, can immediately give to somebody the floor who tells this short story in 5 minutes.
Well, indeed. You could call on Wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Wolf, please prepare a statement not too long. And, you know, as soon as we start the discussion, then, you know, I think a point will arrive where I say, okay, but where are the users' voices? And here we have a user organization, and may I ask Wolf Ludwig to give us some information about what the European users are doing.
Right. Okay. Let's do it that way.
And you wave around the document.
Yeah.
No, I think a document is good. Also, you know, it's always good to have something in writing on the table.
No, I'm
one page.
And you wave around the document at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other point suggested to be discussed for Strasbourg?
if this is not a case, let's go to the second point on our agenda, the preparation of the Cairo meeting and Juralo representatives there. As far as I counted so far, there will be Annette, Sebastian, Patrick as a new ALEC representative. Adam, I think, will be in Cairo as well, taking over from the Cairo meeting from Annette. There will be Desiree, Wolfgang, and me. I know of nobody else attending the Cairo meeting. And I think the major point for all of us in Cairo will be the preparation of the user summit. There will be a telephone conference next week, if I'm right.
Monday.
Pardon?
On Monday.
On Monday, isn't it the ALEC meeting, the ALEC phone conference? Just
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's the ALEC conference.
Oh, yes, Monday, 13th October at 21 UTC. It's the next summit working group teleconference. This means it will be 11 o'clock. For Central European times, and we will discuss all the further planning for Cairo and then ongoing for Mexico. I think the main point at the moment is to get as many questioners returned from our ALSs to make sure that utmost number of our ALSs may be allowed to participate at the user summit. May I ask Matthias how the return was after our last appeal? I have followed about 3 or 4 more questionnaires which have been returned in the meantime after our appeal, but I think we still have to contact some more of the ALSs. As far as I remember, there was nothing returned from Italy. Is that right, Vittorio? Our Spanish ALS didn't respond. The Slovenians, this time we got a response from Ice of Finland, but there are still some missing. And this should be finalized until the 22nd of October, which is a deadline for the last returns of the questionnaire.
I think you're right, Wolf. I think, Matthias, if you're trying to speak, you're on mute.
No, I know.
Okay.
I haven't done the update of the summit questionnaire results, so I'm not sure how many are missing from Europe. But I got about 4 from you, Wolf, and I think there were about 8 or 10 missing. So I think that leaves us with about 5, 6. But I would have to check. I'm not sure about it.
Well, I would appreciate...
Can I clarify?
I would appreciate if some of our German ALSs could remind Föbut, for example, has not returned, and 2 or 3 others from the German ALSs, if we could approach them and really urge them. Christoph Bruch has not returned. It's just another example. If we could really urge them to do it until the 22nd to make sure that they may be allowed afterwards to participate, because this was defined as a rule. Those LSs who did not show up with an input with the questioner will not have the right to be funded for the user summit in Mexico. And I would like to have the maximum of our ALSs in Mexico.
Is that a budget item, Wolf, or is that other organizational item?
Well, it's a budget item, but besides the budget consideration, it was said that we expect a minimum of participation from the ALSs, not just showing up at the summit itself, but expressing and showing some kind of interest in advance to contribute to the agenda setting, to the programming of the summit. And basically, I find this a good idea, and I find this quite appropriate, because we decided some months ago to send around this questionnaire to start our programming on a basis of bottom-up suggestions. And therefore, I think the questionnaire was quite useful. And for our further program planning in Cairo, the results, the responses, the ideas and suggestions we will get from the questioner will be quite important.
Can this questionnaire be has already been circulated and
well, it was circulated a couple of days before the Paris meeting started in June.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those ALSs from Europe who participated in Paris filled it in at the spot. But those who have not been present probably missed it, and we reminded them in between that this questionnaire was circulated, and we resended it. And now they simply have to take some time. It's not more than 5 minutes to fill it in.
I'd suggest that we should circulate this again and again, either at Eurodig and the Cairo meeting as well, and any other European meetings where ALSs have organized their activities on their website.
Well, for Cairo, it will be too late, because the deadline is now fixed for the 22nd. But I will write again to those ALSs who did not respond so far. But if some people, perhaps Annette could support me by... By a phone call to Föbut, phone call
left.
To Christoph Bruch and these people, reminding them on the phone, maybe better and more successful than just resending a mail.
I'm sorry, my student is now here, so I have to leave. Probably I will be back in around 20-25 minutes. If you are still there, I will try it. Otherwise, you know, I'm waiting 40 minutes. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks a lot, Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Kleinwächter.
Left.
Is there anything else that suggested that we can do, should do, or use a Cairo meeting at the end of the month or the beginning of November? There's already quite a lot of planning by the staff, and there are quite a lot of meetings which are scheduled already. And we do have, as far as I've understood, a solid working structure for the Cairo meeting already.
Are there any substantive outputs planned for Cairo, inputs by Urello planned for Cairo? On GNSO or any other particular issues?
It's a bad line. I didn't get all what you said.
I was asking whether there are any substantive inputs from Urello planned for the Cairo meeting on GNSO or other issues.
Not on this particular question. There were some inputs and DNS from some of the Urello members, like Patrick. But to other issues, I haven't seen anything. Our main focus for Cairo was so far that several of us, like Sebastian, Rudy, and I, partly Wolfgang, we are all involved in the summit working group. And our focus for Cairo was the preparation of the summit so far. But this doesn't exclude anything else.
Okay. And the Center Quest questionnaire had large structures, right?
Hmm?
The questionnaire, I didn't fill it out because I'm not a structure.
Yes. You were not our individual members. They are not supposed or expected to fill the questionnaire out.
Yeah, what I can add is that about the Cairo meeting, but more generally, that we need to have more input from our region. And it's not just because there is a Cairo meeting that we need to participate to working groups and discussion on different topics. Since his election, Patrick is participating, he's doing a great job on this. We try to do as much as possible work, but we need more inputs of the Urello board people and of the ILSs. And we need to find the best way to do that. Today, I am not sure that we are doing the best work we can do.
This is a good point, Sebastian. I would like to
As you suggest, we can do that, discuss that in more detail during another conference call or during the Strasbourg and the Cairo meeting. It could be a good time to do this face-to-face and then to come back to the member, the board member afterward in our next conference call.
This is an approach I would prefer, because I think I'm not the only one here who normally prefers face-to-face dialogue. And this is, in many situations, far more constructive than a conference call, where you have to reduce yourself to the most important messages. I think it needs far more reflection. Compared with a year ago, I think we are on the way of progressing a bit further, but it's not yet like I would imagine how Uralo could contribute to several ICANN issues and discussions or working groups. But this is something I think we should pick up in Strasbourg again and in Cairo again, and then come up with suggestions on the list, and maybe we have some response to it. Is there anything else for point two, the preparation of the Cairo meeting?
Wolf, there's one thing that's slightly related. This is Adam. About the summit, one of the things I've been trying to do is find out exactly what's going on in ALAC, the at-large. And one of the things about the summit is while I've known about it for a long time, I can't actually find a simple explanation of what the summit is, what its purpose is, and why it's being held. I'm sure there must be one somewhere, but I can't, well, I expect there must be one somewhere. But something like that might explain why we're not getting, or you're not getting, you know, a lot of feedback from people with questionnaires. Perhaps they're not quite sure why they have to fill one out. But generally, something that explains what the summit is and its purpose could be quite valuable and would be probably helpful to get out soon.
This is a very good point, Adam. And it's maybe an explanation why some of our ALSs, and it's not only a phenomenon in Europe, it's also the same situation, as far as I know, in Africa and parts of Latin America. Maybe most of the ALSs do not really understand what the whole thing is about. And when I was talking to people over the last months, I always explained it, this is a consequence of enlarging, of the enlargement of ICANN. We had the ALEC before, but ALEC members were mostly more or less hand-chosen persons, which some of them were well-based in their communities and in their environments. Some of them were not. And since we have the RALO structure, and since ICANN is putting more emphasis on multi-stakeholder and bottom-up, I think it's quite logic that the user concerns are taken more and more serious. And I think it's a good coincidence that at the foreseen 10th anniversary, which will be celebrated of ICANN in Mexico, this could be a good point to make clear that the user perspective has a better relevance in the ICANN discussions and in ICANN policy. This is more or less a basic explanation I normally use, but I think there are for sure more reasons that can be added or brought up.
Sebastian, I'm sure that we have something in written because we had to explain to the board what was the purpose of this summit, and I guess it's maybe fundable somewhere. I don't know, but we will check on that.
Yes, you are right, Sebastian. There is something, of course, in the proposal for the summit.
And in the same time, I want to add that we can't stay just in a chicken and egg situation where we, as a working group, are waiting for some feedback from the members to be able to prepare better the summit, and if the members are waiting for us to give them what will be inside the summit, we want really bottom-up approach. It's why we put the idea, we struggle for the idea with the board. Now it's there's an okay of the board, but we really need the inputs of every ILSC or as much as possible ILSCs to be able to tell us the summit for the needs of the ILSCs. It's really why we are waiting for those questionnaire to be back.
I agree. This is quite embarrassing, but it's like it is, and we have to find out what are the points, like Adam mentioned, why people are not better responding by themselves, and that we all always have to push certain of our members for participation. I think it should be in their own interest to do it. Once you decided to apply to become certified ALSs, this is not just being listed somewhere on a list, but to me it should bring many more inputs. But this is something we have to work on, and we have to find out why certain of our ALSs never responded after they have been certified. And I think this was not the real idea of having the RALO structures. But I think we have, for the time being, we have to live with the situation like it is, and try to find ways how to better involve our ALSs. And probably if there is a basic program scheduled for the summit after the Cairo meeting, then we have to spread this via the list, and hopefully we will get more responses than to a concrete agenda or to a concrete program proposal. I hope this will not just be wishful thinking. Are there any other points, suggestions regarding point 3 of our agenda?
One point I want to add is that we are trying to have the feedback of as much as possible ILSCs, but in the same time, we can't wait for everybody to be with us if they are not taking advantage of this situation. Then we also need to go further and to organize this summit and to have this summit done in Mexico. It's why it's very important to have the feedback prior to the Cairo meeting to allow the working group on the summit and the ALAC to make decisions and to go ahead.
Right. In the meantime, I got already a very concrete suggestion to be forwarded to the sub-working group in Cairo regarding a workshop at the summit itself. And this is on the subject new GTLDs and gender issues. I must admit, I do not precisely understand so far what it's all about, and Heike, who suggested this, told me she will bring an input on that after the Cairo meeting, but this is all already a first response from the membership regarding the programming of the summit in Mexico. And I would appreciate more inputs like that. Is is there anything else for point three of our agenda? Otherwise, I would like to start with point four, because there are only 15 minutes left, which is also a very crucial point, participation of European or board members in the various ICANN working groups. As I mentioned before, the first time where I really saw a relevant discussion going on was between Patrick, Lutz, and Jeffsey on the DNSSEC question. And I was very surprised because, according to my memory, it was really the first time that on the Uralo list there was a content-related discussion on a substantial issue of ICANN. And this is something I would appreciate if this would happen in a regular way. On the other hand, as maybe some of you may remember, that at our General Assembly in Paris, under the agenda item of program planning for Uralo, we made a listing which board member is especially interested or would like to follow up this or another ICANN-related subject or working group. And we did this listing in Paris already. But so far I have the impression sometimes the heaven is full of good intentions.
Wolf, you're saying that DNSSEC has been discussed in some detail. Is there enough there to be the basis of, or at least a call for a contribution from the Uralo for the DNSSEC that's going on in ICANN now? I mean, there's just been a call for contributions on that, and there's also the NTIA hearing. So perhaps there's an opportunity, and Bill was mentioning what are the issues going on for Cairo, so perhaps this is one that the RALO could actually make a contribution on, although it may be contentious.
Good question. Well, I could probably start with my with myself, why I am not more participating in very precise subject-related discussions. I must admit, for me, it's a question of time and capacities, because, the coordination function, I try to assume as co-chair and secretariat at the moment, and my involvement in the summit working group is taking already enough time, and I cannot afford to invest for the time being more time to follow or to actively contribute to other discussions. I try to follow what is going on, but active contribution is just another thing. And therefore, I would like to come back to what Sebastian suggested at the beginning of this conference call. We have to show up with a more or less clear work division in the board.
people let us know. I'm more or less specialized or in my normal work area, I'm in touch with this question, and therefore I would like to take this over. And what we need afterwards is a better commitment.
It's Sebastian. I think we really need to find a way to be. I understand that you prefer, and I agree with you. It's always better to have face-to-face meeting, but at the same time, we can't wait for 6 months to have another conference call if we don't have face-to-face meeting, or even if we have face-to-face meeting, a monthly conference call. Could be open to not just a board member, but the board member and eventually one ILS representative to see what is going on, what are the subjects, and where we are involved. For example, I am sure that you don't know and what your rep are doing at the level of the ALAC. I spend a lot of time with ALAC purposes, and then for some subject, I think if there are conference call, I can come back to you and say, hey guy, what do you think about this point? I will just take one example. I am the at-large representative in the working group for PDP on the transfer between registrar. One of the questions is how the gaining registrar will get the email address of the registrant. I don't want to come to the detail now, but I think it's one point could interest at least some of you, and we can have this discussion. And I am not at all a specialist of this question, but I think we need to participate and to be in the different working group. In the same time, for example, we had a long time discussion with one of our colleagues from North America and the other member of the chair, the other vice chair of the ALAC, about the restructuring of the GNSO. And that also could be one of the questions we can discuss if we have time to time a conference call we can add to the discussion. Today, the main purpose was the summit and the preparation of the CARO meetings, and it's enough as topic. But if we have regular conference calls, we will be able to handle some other subjects like those ones.
Sebastian, do you consider it as useful if we, let's say, after Strasbourg and CARO, put a list on the mailing list again and asking not only board members but also other ALS representatives to sign in on particular subjects or content issues?
I would like to have an organization where we can come with idea of what we want to discuss and participate. But I think the first step we need to fulfill completely is to participate to the open discussion. Today, we have a lot of discussion open within ICANN. We are not obliged to follow all, but we may try to follow some. For example,
yeah.
The new GTLD, what could be the draft of the request for proposal. If some people are interested, it could be a way to it's one topic. The PDP discussion within the GNSO, the discussion about the transparency and the evolution after the GPA agreement, could be also one subject of discussion, and all that to how we can have the better voice of the European users within the ICANN, it's important.
I agree.
Do we have a general idea of what the interests of the various ALS are, what their skills might be, or what, you know, certainly what, I'm just wondering if there might be certain ALS that, you know, would be more interested in one topic than another, other than just general interests in things. Some of them are, of course, general interest groups, like the ISOC chapters, but some seem more specific. So I'm just wondering if we should be thinking about, you know, surveying what the ALSs themselves are interested in, and therefore we'd have an idea of who to call on when working groups come up, who to call on or beg for information or what have you when a certain topic needs to be addressed and someone needs to write something.
It's actually a good idea, Adam. Perhaps we could proceed by such a survey. I must admit I have a rough idea about more than half of our ALSs, what they are doing. I know it from the ISOC ALSs. And I know it from most of the German ALSs, which are quite numerous among our ALSs. Many of them actually at the very moment are involved in privacy discussions. Maybe some of you have heard that there will be a big manifestation tomorrow in Germany on data protection and privacy, and at least five of our ALSs are involved in the preparation and in this kind of activities. But the up
and in the same time, if we can add one point, is that the questionnaire sent about the summit, it's also it's not too much to know where they can come with knowledge, but more what are the points they are interested with, and it's one way we can also use this questionnaire. It's to help us as Eurolab board to be more targeted on what our member want to work on. And because as we see, it's quite difficult to send the questionnaire and to have feedback. Unfortunately, the situation. But we can use those questionnaires to help us with that, I guess.
Let me ask Matthias if this would be practically possible to make an assessment of the main concerns of ALSs from Europe, which were expressed in the summit questionnaire.
I think that would be possible. It just it probably wouldn't happen before Cairo.
Well, if it's not possible, I can imagine you are quite busy, guys, preparing the Cairo meeting. But if you could do this after Cairo, this would be relevant enough.
All right. I will make a note.
Excuse me, this is Desiree. I got to log off right now, but I'm just trying to ascertain what is the aim of this exercise. Would we then look at the feedback from particular ALSs and then see how they fit in terms of the discussions that are taking place at ICANN, or whether they want to take their subject irrelevant of ICANN? I'm just having trouble grasping this, how this all fits in. Adam, maybe you can comment.
Good question. Well, let's say, Desiree, sometimes I have the impression you have to get and fetch the people where they stand. You cannot wait until they come to you. You have to find out what are their particular concerns, and then on the basis of their particular concerns, try to get them involved. Or with other words, if they are not pushing or participating by their own, then you have to think about this. Normally, as a job, teachers are doing. But we have to continue thinking about this.
Nick.
Joined.
Well, at least I think this is something we really have to think about and to have to work on to ensure better involvement of our ALSs at Uralo. Because so far, it's my impression that we have more than 20 ALSs, but we only have few people who are participating in a regular way. And this is really something which is not satisfying. I entirely agree with Sebastian, and we should try to improve this. But I'm aware that we cannot solve this question today at our conference call. We have to work on it, and I just see the time frame for our conference call is almost over. It's now 4 o'clock. And therefore, I would like, for the time being, for today, conclude this point, keep it on the list, and would like to ask you, is there anything under point 5, miscellaneous, you would like to add?
One point, it's not really miscellaneous, it's a comeback to the same topic. It's that I would like really that if we can set up a time, a monthly or 2 months conference call where we know that we want to talk together and we can handle those issues and not taking 2 weeks or 3 weeks to find the best time to organize a conference call. I know that it's difficult, but it's done in other regions, and I think it will be better for us to spend more time in working and not in organizing our work for this type of conference.
I agree.
It's a good idea. I would be very much in favor of something like this.
The other ALSs seem to have, you know, a day every month when they try to meet, or a day and a time every month when they try to meet. At least that's my understanding. So perhaps we could try and pick, you know, something like the third Thursday in every month, or whatever day and whatever time that seems reasonable to us all. And then as each month comes around, we can adjust it depending on people's need. But if you know that it's always going to be, for example, the third Thursday or the second Friday, then you know you can plan your other meetings around that fixed date.
Right. This would be already very helpful, yes.
I can confirm that
all other regions do have a monthly meeting to discuss the topics of the day and what their regions are interested in related to them.
Nick, are there other kind of framework institutional things that the other regions are doing that we're not doing that we could perhaps think about emulating?
I would say the main thing is the conference call. Some regions are much more, you know, organized, if you will, than others, which is fine. There's no magic formula. The AP Rallo, for instance, actually has working groups on various subjects, and people have, you know, deliverables between calls, so that there is actual, you know, policy-related substance being discussed.
Are they doing all the work of putting that together in terms of establishing the framework, or are you helping them with that?
We help with that. I mean, we, you know, as you've all seen, we, you know, we took the lead in at large in the staff and in organizing policy briefings every month and posting recordings and, you know, trying to put out information so that people know what's going on. And, you know, if people are interested in a subject, we can, you know, we can try and do special briefings if one region wants something special, or, you know, if there are focal points for different issues, we can, you know, reach out to those people on a regular basis and make sure they know what's happening. And
it just seems to me that because everybody's so busy with so many different things, we're getting a classic collective action problem where nobody moves because nobody else moves. And one of the ways to break that, of course, is if the Secretariat is actually able to do a little bit in terms of establishing a fixed framework that people have in their minds as a reference point that creates an umbrella within which work can then be mobilized, that could be really helpful in breaking the logjam.
Yeah, we're certainly open for anything that anyone thinks that we could do that would make it easier for people to contribute. We're very happy to do what we can. It's kind of hard to get our arms around what to do to help in Uralo, really, at the moment.
Well, for example, what if we had the web page that broke down some of the substantive areas that people expressed interest in working on in Paris into different groupings and sort of listed some of the people who expressed interest in working them on them, and then inviting people from the different ALSs to join in and participate, and specifying sort of timelines when things are coming up that something would be needed. I think it's just hard for people to keep track, at least for me, hard to keep track of what's really needed when and who out there might be interested in working on it together. So as an individual, I say to myself, well, I could launch it. I could do a bunch of work here on my own trying to put together some inputs on something, but if I don't know that there's partners who are interested in a framework within which this happens in a way to get it inputted in a particular time certain when it's needed, it just becomes harder to keep track of everything. So I'm just wondering if maybe you did something like that that might create a foundation for people to build off of. It's the same kind of thing we were just talking about with whether there's even a basic document to hand out at Eurodig. If we don't even have a basic document that says, this is what Uralo is, this is when it was created, this is its mission, here's the links, here's the board, members of the board, here's the list of people, ALS's currently members, and so on. You know, it leads to a kind of very dispersed circumstance.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly go back and you know, communicate with the people who are interested in the various policy subjects and acquaint themselves with where there are existing working groups on those subjects, because in many cases there are other ALSs in other regions who are also interested in those subjects. ALAC is going to discuss in Cairo how to make the working groups more effective and how to support them better, because that's, you know, we haven't hit the magic formula of how to have self-sustaining discussions in the working groups on various thematic areas. So you know, but there is an issue with working group activities overall. Sorry about the airplane. I'm near Geneva Airport. But we can certainly try and connect people up to the other birds of a feather, if you will. But I mean, by the same token, if we put these announcements out and they go out pretty regularly, and if people were interested, wanted to know, if we ever get an email from somebody saying, you know, I'm actually interested in working on this, is anyone else? We will certainly put them in touch with people who are, because there's almost always somebody interested in everything. Just in
right,
some subject,
I guess
it's
I'm
more
thinking more about
way.
The sort of fixed informational framework that would people would have as a reference point in their heads, so that rather than just thinking in terms of an individual initiative on a particular issue they're interested in, they would see how work in that issue would be linked into a larger structure. And I don't mean to be suggesting work for you. Well, I guess I do. But I'm just thinking the reality seems to be that with everybody kind of like maxed out, getting this kind of like basic framework stuff in place that would then perhaps incent people to act more is not something that we're going to see coming from the board necessarily. My guess.
No, I mean, we're certainly here to help with that kind of thing. There's no question about it.
But I think the institutionalized phone conference in a regular way would improve the tracking already quite a lot. And this may help to better structurize what we are doing and to follow up.
It has helped in other regions, certainly.
Yeah, because so far our working structure is more or less accidental, and I think the intervals between our meetings or calls are far too long, and if communication is only based on the list, it may not encourage everybody to participate in a regular way, and additional phone conferences on a regular basis, as we discussed, may be quite helpful for this.
I think everybody agrees on that. We agreed on this, I think, half a year ago. I guess I'm talking about something beyond that.
Well, okay. Is there anything else, any other points that should be raised today? Otherwise, I would like to conclude, because certain people told me that they are not available after 4 o'clock anymore. Are there any other points?
Just, it's not another point. I, if you agree, I will take this subject of monthly meeting in discussion with Wolf and with the staff to organize it for after the CARO meeting, and to have it on a regular basis after the CARO meeting. If you agree, I will take this lead if you.
Okay, thank you very much, Sebastian, for your support. If there is no other point raised now, I would suggest to conclude this conference call. I would like to thank you all for your participation, and hope we will, besides Strasbourg in about 10 days and the CARO meeting, we will be in a more regular contact with each other. Thanks a lot.
Thank
you. And
bye, everyone. Thanks all. Bye-bye.
I wish you a nice weekend.
And you.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Matthias.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Adam Peak.
Left. Left.
Sebastian.
Left.
My name is Wolf Ludwig.
Left.